and you're listening to a piece of one of the selections that will be performed at the First United Methodist Church on Sunday. This is Requiem, and this is the lead piece, the major piece that is coming out of the intermission of part two of this concert, and it is the Bel Canto Chorale. For 5 years, Jacob Yoakum has been the director, but he has been sort of on hiatus. The entire chorale's been hiatus because of the pandemic. In fact, I believe, Jacob, good morning to you today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me with you.
You were telling me that I believe you were preparing for your spring concert, if I'm right, when the pandemic shut everything down. Is that right?
That's correct. That would have been spring of 2020. We were just a few weeks out from the concert when everything shut down around our society, including us.
Yes, everything shut down. So being back and being able to perform again, this is the first concert in 2 years. So you've had a two-year hiatus. And this is your spring concert, and this is Requiem. Tell me a little bit about Requiem, and this is a piece from it's Gabriel, and I don't know how to pronounce the last name.
Gabriel Fauré.
Fauré, okay.
A French composer from the late 19th, early 20th century. This piece is just an absolute masterwork of the choral repertoire. Something that all singers would love an opportunity to sing at some point in their career, and all audiences really ought to have a chance to hear this absolutely beautiful music. It's about a 30-minute work, a setting of the traditional Latin texts that are associated with a funeral mass. That's essentially what a requiem is. It's a mass to be used as part of a funeral. And so this is a choral musical setting of the series of texts that are associated with that service, a very moving, emotional work. And we thought it was especially fitting to do now, after all that we individually and as a society have been through over the last couple of years, as sort of a peaceful, calming, comforting way of coming back into the next phase of our lives.
How many members are in the chorale, Jacob?
Well, this spring I have about 40 singers. We have a membership that is beyond that, but we don't always all agree schedule-wise on who's available for which concert. So this spring we have about 40 of us available and a good handful of new singers this spring as well joining us. So we are really looking forward to that.
Now, you've got Diane Mahoney as the organist, also rehearsal assistant.
Oh, yes.
And in the Requiem particularly, you've got Jeff Phillips, outstanding violinist, and Roxy Reason doing the piano. Because it's an orchestral and choral piece, mainly, mm-hmm.
That's correct.
It is.
And Diane is so very talented. We are just so blessed to have her with us. She is essentially recreating the orchestration from the organ bench. So just a really unique opportunity also for the audience to hear this great pipe organ at First Methodist and Diane's interpretation of the orchestral part on that organ.
All right,
Jeff Phillips.
And we're going to play another piece here. This is called Fanfare. It is Sandra Chapman and Rick McKinney who have written this one. And I guess the secret to a good chorale is producing extraordinary harmonies, and that seems to be the trademark or the mark in trade for the Bel Canto Corral over all the years. How do you have any idea how long the Bel Canto Corral has been around, Jacob?
Yes, well, we celebrated our 50th anniversary just a couple of years before the COVID pandemic. So we are well into our second half century at this point, and a great, great history of very fine choral music here in Southeast Iowa, as you just played.
Right? Yes, you've got some other pieces that are, you know, not quite as what we would say. You've got the Londonderry or Percy Grainger. There's a name familiar
right.
to orchestra, bands, and choral. But I don't know how many songs he's written, but it's a lot.
Oh yes, definitely. This is a very unique setting as well, because it is indeed, as you say, Londonderry air, simply the air itself, the tune without text. It's a very unique piece for the choir to sing, an entire melody that's so familiar without any particular text setting, but just beautiful arrangement, almost, again, allowing the choir to be very orchestral in their presentation of that.
Indeed. And you've got, of course, it is the season, and very shortly, within 2 weeks from Sunday, will be Easter Sunday. And there's a piece here from William David Brown.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
This is a William David Brown piece, and tell me a little bit about the piece and William David Brown, Jacob.
Yeah, another really interesting selection here, as the entire text of that piece is what you've just heard. Hallelujah. We're sort of anticipating the Easter season, but also just putting this right near the beginning of the program, you know, as a way of just expressing the joy that we have to finally be back after these 2 years. Simply... That simple word just says it. We are just so glad to be back.
Indeed, it is being back. And that is what the story is, the big story. Burlington's famed Bel Canto Corral, 52 years strong, but 2 years of, what is it, actually 54 years, but 2 years of those
right.
in hiatus, the 2022 Spring Concert. Now, that is Sunday, 3 p.m., First United Methodist Church at 421 Washington. And again, if you want to buy a ticket for this concert, will they be available at the door? Is that right?
That's correct. They are. And this season, we are beginning a new trend here of allowing all students, any age students and youth, free to the concert. So the only ticket price to really advertise is the $8 ticket for adults. Anyone under that age or any student is just welcome to come in the door and enjoy the music.
All right. Bel Canto Corral, back after 2 years, the spring concert, Sunday, 3 p.m., again at the famed, wonderfully acoustic First United Methodist Church in Burlington, 421 Washington in Burlington, and that is truly a great facility, isn't it?
Oh, it's wonderful. We're blessed to be there, and again, to be able to utilize this wonderful organ for this particular program.
Fantastic. Jacob Yoakum, Director, Bel Canto Corral, thank you so much for joining me. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.